Grandpa Jim, Motivation Central Station. How are you all today? Are you at a treatment center getting help for your drug and alcohol problem? Are you working on your mental health? I don't know. I'm at a drug and alcohol treatment center right now as I speak to you. One of my clients is getting some help. He is a very interesting person, one that I've been working with for a couple of years. When I met Person X was drinking a case of beer every day. Person X finally quit abusing himself about 8 months ago, 9 months ago now. He's been sober from alcohol and now recently from marijuana, and he's living a sober lifestyle, but he took action and he's on the move, and now he's looking at getting a job again and just working on some really positive, healthy stuff. I want to check in with you. How are your goals going? What are your goals? Do you have any goals? Are you trying to write that book? You know, what is that dream? What is that dream? And if you know what that dream is, put every ounce of every day that you can put into it, because you only get one shot at this, folks. Like, you know, my thing now that I'm a grandfather and that is just to be the absolute best that I can be. You know, some days it's better than others, but, you know, that try to have that willingness to always help another person, to reach out, make this world a little better place. And I feel guilty because I feel like I get the better end of the deal every day, you know. And then to watch these people grow from, you know, never leaving the house to the first time I ever met this gentleman, I said, "What would you like to do today?" And he said, "I'd like to go cash in cans, beer cans. I need some money." And so when we were unloading the beer cans, hefty bag after hefty bag, I'm in there smelling this crap, for lack of better words, and I'm helping him load this cart up. And then there were four beer cans that were different than the other 865 beer cans. And I said, "What happened on this day?" Because I knew there was a story behind these four, you know, but that kind of was an icebreaker for us because we got a little laugh about the situation. And little by little, you know, my role with him is to just model, you know, healthy behavior, and, you know, and the more we interact, the more he wants healthy behavior. Now he's asking for me to find him a Alcoholics Anonymous AA big book, which is the next step onto living a great lifestyle. If you're struggling, don't be afraid of these 12-step programs. They have an excellent roadmap. It's not about just ending the alcoholism or the drug addiction. It's about creating the most mind-blowing life for yourself. And it's just a process. If you work their steps and you follow their steps, you are going to have a positive life. And if nothing else, you will be alive to have a positive, healthy life. So I want to get into a couple of things this morning. One is I was listening to the QAnon channel yesterday again. It doesn't go by that title again. I'm going to let you. I really don't even want you to listen to it because it's just so negative and so un-American and so, you know, lost in just crazy theories. And, you know, like now, yesterday they were saying, like, how can you compare the rush on the Capitol with 9/11? Why would they be forming this 9/11 type style commission to, you know, figure this whole thing out? Because this is worse than 9/11. These are your own people. Do you know what an iconic symbol that? And that was the other thing. They were like, "Oh, it's just the Capitol. It's just the Capitol. That Capitol for the Western free world represents, you know, freedom, democracy, better life. All men are created equal." You know, it's not just the Capitol. It's the the Capitol. Oh, my Lord. Oh, and then they also are saying on that channel that they think that they will be identified, and they should be. Anybody that murdered 7 people at the Capitol that day, those people all better be held responsible. And if you were on the steps, if you were on the steps of the Capitol, that means you went, anybody that went beyond those borders of those gates should be held accountable on some level. Even the grandma with the white hair, she knows better than to go beyond a police, police blockade. And also, you know, a couple of those suicides, I've been thinking, were those, you know, there were officers at the Capitol. Did they cross the line? Were they, I would like to know a little bit about, you know, one, they probably were terrorized. It would have terrorized any human being to have that much sea of red hats coming at you, those pathetic, my opinion, those pathetic, gross, cheap-looking Trump hats. That's just my opinion, okay? And so I had to have a little laugh here. But so that's what they're dealing with. They also still believe that the cabal is still going on, where the Democrats and the Hollywood people are drinking the blood. They're pedophiles, and they're drinking the blood of babies. Now, where is the evidence? Where, you know, they're picking on Tom Hanks. Show the evidence of Tom Hanks. Like, this stuff is just ludicrous. And, wasn't it refreshing last night? Joe Biden's first speech. And when he was talking about COVID and how we're going to handle it, wasn't that refreshing? Wasn't it so nice that every time, that happened in my hometown, by the way, last night. So I thought that was nice. We were supposed to have the Democratic Party here, convention here for Biden, and it really didn't get celebrated. It was really a nice, gentlemanly move of him to bring his first town hall back to the city of Milwaukee, since we weren't able to have the convention. And to see Joe Biden and the personable person that he is, how he would connect with everybody that asked a question. The teacher, my wife's a teacher. You people do the hardest work possible. A woman stood up, and she was African-American, and she had a doctorate in something, and she was running these health organizations. And he was like, "You're just saintly, you know?" And so to see that's refreshing. Then somebody, and so humble, I never heard him once say, I'm ain't America great. And, you know, and then his humble, he didn't even have the words. Like, it almost was embarrassed that he's going to live in the White House now. And that he doesn't need all these servants waiting on him, and it's awkward for him because he's a true blue guy that walked through the ranks of from climbing through, and he's so poised. I like his poise. And of course, a couple of things too. One is the night that police officer was held in the Capitol Rotunda, the one that got killed during the siege in the domestic terrorism by the enemy, the domestic Republican terrorists that also won their election by help from Russia interference the year before. That's where the cheating was were the Democrats all off the rails about that? To a point, but not to the point where these people, we didn't go tear apart the Capitol. We didn't bring guns. Most of us don't believe in guns, you know. You can have your hunting rifles, you know, but we don't need, you know, military-styled weapons in the hands that fall into the hands of children that have taken lives at school. We need to think rational about all this stuff in America. It needs to be cleaned up in a beautiful way. We need to turn this back into kumbaya. You know, we need love, peace, happiness, togetherness. But we also need to take care of the problem of these people that stormed the Capitol so the thought never crosses anybody's mind. I'm going to get 50 years, two life sentences in prison if I ever do anything like this. We need to throw the book at these people so bad. We need to put them on a watch list just like we do sex offenders. Anybody that's outlandish. Joe Biden last night, I forget the exact word. Demented. He said these people are demented, and I'd have to ditto that remark. They are ill, like so poisonous and full of hatred. And, you know, the only way to really get rid of that is to talk to these people and you know, educate and do therapies and, you know, and get a hold of their children so we can end this, you know, rhetoric. The other thing is I want to touch on COVID. Just so you guys all know, I heard, too, the longest they know right now that's documented that these vaccinations work, there was a study done at Oxford University in the UK, and the only reason why they know it works to 56 days is then the study ended and they quit the study. But I heard yesterday from a person, she is a person that specializes in viruses, a viral something, excuse me for not remembering, but she was saying that we know it works up to 90 days. And I'm like, wow, I was hoping a year or so. So it's still, you know, we're still working out the kinks with this variants, with these variants, and how's that all going to play out? So it's still a great time to wear a mask. And remember, if you get vaccinated, you could be just like a asymptomatic person and still spread it. So please, you know, be vigilant. You were fortunate enough to get a vaccination. And we still have a responsibility to all our other neighbors, friends, family, to do them right and to do the next right thing. So again, QAnon is just making matters worse. The other outlandish thing they were saying was they think they will be profiled and their credit scores will be determined to be higher because they voted red, and that they believed in these conspiracy theories and it's going to take away a lot of their liberties. And so the Kool-Aid is now getting spiked with alcohol because they are just going on and on. No, just, you know, give up reality, you know, come back to reality. You know, I guess that's the message. Just come back to reality and try to get along with everybody. And that's what the Dems are doing. You know, we're reaching out. And, you know, Biden and them are helping people. You know, Trump took the opposite approach. And I like the approach where we help people on the bottom. Those that cannot help themselves need help. That's our responsibility. If you can put food on your table and save a little bit for your family, then the next step is trying to help somebody else. And if you don't have the finances, like I always say, you know, you can say a kind word, an uplifting message to somebody. The other thing, I had to turn on Laura Ingraham's last night from Fox just to see what they were saying about Biden and how they would stop his quotes in mid-sentence. And I didn't know, like I always thought, like all these talking heads on television would have an upbeat, nice, positive tone to them. And, you know, she's got this angry growl and it's just like opposite of what I'm used to seeing in a, somebody that's a host of a show, and it's just so negative. Somebody please, you know, give her a hug and get her on the right path. So anyways, hey, thanks for hanging out with Grandpa Jim today. I am still waiting on my client at the treatment center here. I think I'm going to go in and see if there's something I can do to help. I actually worked in this treatment center at one time, so I think I'm going to go find Miss XYZ. I'm going to leave her treatment center anonymous here, but she's a wonderful lady that does so much for her community. It's centrally located in the poorest, next to the poorest zip code. It's one zip code over from the poorest zip code in the state of Wisconsin. And she does a ton of work for disenfranchised people. When they order their lunches for lunch, they usually will order it from somebody's home in the community so they can make some money that afternoon instead of ordering it out from a, which they definitely have the means. And to do that, they could order their food from anywhere, and they tend to support somebody in the community. And the person in the community brings over a nice, interesting meal. And so anyways, hey, thanks for hanging out with Grandpa Jim today. You guys all have a wonderful one. If you have nothing to give, remember, you can always give that smile and, you know, some encouraging words. So have a great one.